Thank you, Mr. President. Honorable High Commissioner, ladies and gentlemen, the Czech Republic fully associates itself with the EU statement, which was heard earlier. We welcome the choice of Afghanistan as the focus of this XCOM. We should not lose sight of grave Afghani refugee problems, even when we face a number of other emergencies. Moreover, Afghani refugees are a significant part of the current unprecedented influx of migrants and refugees to Europe. There are more than enough challenges in Afghanistan. Mr. President, one type of response to refugee problem is development cooperation. For the Czech development cooperation, Afghanistan is one of the priority countries, and we primarily try to target security problems. Unfortunately, the security situation is not improving. The recent tragic events in Kunduz area just underline this observation. We have to continue and even step up our efforts. The Czech Republic has been part of the concerted international support to Afghanistan, focused on security building, good governance, rule of law, education, economic development, social and health related services, as well as on disaster risk reduction, resilience building, and humanitarian protection. Apart from security, we operate some 10 development projects in Afghanistan, not mentioning the annual direct sector budget support for the government in the amount of some $3 million US dollars. In the area of humanitarian assistance, we praise the UNHCR for its leadership while trying to contribute. For instance, over the last couple of years, we have been supporting UNHCR programs for Afghan refugees in Iran and Pakistan, as well as returnees in Afghanistan. We are ready to continue this support in the coming years because, in our view, the international community has a responsibility not to forget the long-term displaced just because of the large number of new displacements. Here, the advocacy as well as the response role of the UNHCR is much needed. The newly endorsed Agenda 2030 for sustainable development should become a new impulse also for Afghanistan and for the international cooperation and partnership with Afghanistan. The security stabilization together with the sustainable social, economic and environmental development are key propositions for the reducing of enforced displacement of the civil population. The Czech Republic is ready to support the implementation of the Agenda 2030 in Afghanistan, both through the bilateral development assistance programmed at least until 2017 now, and through the suitable and sustainable multilateral channels, including UNHCR. The international community should also continue its support to the voluntary returns of displaced persons to Afghanistan. In this regard, we hope that this high-level segment can contribute to greater visibility of the solution strategy for Afghan refugees, as well to its implementation. One particular measure can be the empowerment of women and girls through education, employment, and last but not least, through efficient protection. Thank you, Mr. President.